Welcome back to Katie's Kitchen. Today I have some great fluff recipes, banana caramel fluff and a surprise fluff. Today I also have my brother on again.
Hi everybody.
Now today we're going to be doing some recipes and it'll be really great, yummy, fantastic. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
Now today you're going to get, here's the ingredients. Prep time is 5 minutes, cook time is 13 minutes, and ready is 18 minutes, serves 4. You're going to get 2 bananas, peeled and sliced, 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract, 2 tablespoons of butter, melted, 1 8-ounce can of refrigerated crescent rolls, and 1 cup of caramel topping. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. In a small bowl, combine the bananas, the vanilla, and the melted butter until bananas are well coated on a cookie sheet. Unroll the 2 crescent rolls, leaving the 2 triangles attached from a square. Place 1/4 of a banana mixture in the center of each pair of rolls. Bake for about 11 to 13 minutes or until pastry is golden brown. Heat the caramel topping and drizzle over the dessert. Serve warm. How's that sound, Francis?
Awesome.
And today we also had a lot of letters come in to me about who wants a shout out for people. And the one who was the first one to write in was the podcast. Here's her letter. Please will you say hi to my cousins from Virginia because they have just come to England where I live. Thanks. By the way, your podcast is great. Cal. Thank you, Cal. That was a really great compliment. I think I will give a shout out. Hey, cousins from Virginia who have just come from England. So, happy birthday to Kevin from Oklahoma. And, here's another recipe. I've got it here somewhere in my mini book, whatever it is. I'd like to thank all the people who wrote in with the quiz questions. It was great. The reason I'm doing the raspberry fluff recipes today is because they're the winners. The actual people who wrote in didn't want me to give out their names, so I'm not going to. The recipe, it's called Pink Fluff. It takes about 2 hours and 10 minutes to make. You're going to get 1 16-ounce package of cottage cheese, 1 8-ounce container of frozen whipped topping, thawed, a 1 15-ounce of canned crushed pineapple drained, 1 12-ounce can of cherry pie filling, and 1 3-ounce package of raspberry-flavored gelatin mix. In a large bowl, stir together the cottage cheese, whipped topping, pineapple, and cherry pie filling. Pour gelatin over the mixture and blend well. Divide into serving bowls and chill several hours or overnight. That was a great recipe there, but I'm not allowed to give out the name, as everybody knows. I will have Miss Claudia from the Barbecue Bob Show, and it's going to be a great podcast. So if everybody tunes in, it's going to be next week or whenever she has time for it. It'll be about 20 minutes long, so I hope everybody stays tuned and listen to it. Don't forget to listen to Barbecue Bob's podcast. He was just featured on digitalpodcast.com for best podcast. Yay! I need more subscribers, people, because I'm getting down low. I need some help here. I will give the quiz question tomorrow, and I hope I get a lot of answers. Don't forget, our sponsors are crazybagladies.com. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.